Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name is David Gibson. And our show today is a little different. It's on using sound with archangels and ascended masters to do a chakra treatment and to do work on the body physically and emotionally. I thought we would just do like a meditation. It's one of the most powerful meditations that I do myself. It's a little out there. If you aren't into to archangels or ascended masters, just come along for the ride. If you are, then you're going to have a blast because this is really powerful, what I'm going to do today. So our intention is that, well, it's really about getting all of the chakras in alignment with the heart completely open, connected to soul, your soul, and connected to God and source energy, where you're one with the universe. That's all. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things going on at the school here and at our store. We have a new name for the store. It's called Sound of Love, so you can go to soundoflove.com, and we've got all types of sound healing instruments and technologies and Tibetan bowls and frosted bowls and alchemical bowls and tingshas and drums. And we've got some really unique technologies right now. We've got something called the Theta Love iCube. It's a device that puts out scalar waves. It's really advanced. It does voice analysis, but also puts out scalar waves into the room, and it will go 30 miles. And it's for people that are really sensitive. It's really effective. It helps open up the pineal gland, and I don't say that lightly because a lot of people are advertising that. But it's like it really helps me connect through the crown chakra, and I've noticed it's really been very effective for the classes. The classes seem to have gone to a whole nother level because we've got one in our classroom now. So we've got that happening. We've got also these new glasses, one called Sio, which is like a brain machine where they have the flashing lights, you know, where you can close your eyes and just go into different brainwave states. But these also are full screen, so it's like you have a full screen in front of you, and they're really beautiful. And if you're into that activating flashing light brain machine thing, oh my God, it is a trip. So we've got those, and we've also got a cheaper pair that allows you to put any input into it. It's called the Proteus. So we've done some research now. We've got a new device called the Crystal Harp, and it's eight quartz crystal tubes that are unbelievable. We've got an example on our website. It's really, oh my God, it just is so beautiful. So check that out. We've got the Portico by Don Estes, which actually Don has broken down the different aspects of intention into its component parts of sound and visuals. And he does a voice analysis of you when you're actually speaking your intention and cleans it up and transmits it back to create a whole resonant field of intention. It's called the Portico. Very powerful unit. Very cool. Don's really on the cutting edge of sound healing and consciousness. At first I thought he was crazy. He is still kind of crazy, but now I think he's a genius. And so all kinds of interesting things. I mean, a full range of alchemical bowls. So that's the store. We've also got classes coming up. We've got the certificate and associate degree in sound healing and sound therapy. We've been doing it almost 10 years now. And that starts on January 13th here in San Francisco. We have a big open house on January 12th from 1 to 6 p.m. And we've also got that same program online starting January 7th. And it works really well online. We do toning and chanting and healings on each other. And also we've got the summer intensive. If you wanted to come for a couple of weeks in the summer, starting June 8th and then also August 3rd. Both of those are for 2 weeks. You can do one or the other or do both and get the whole certificate. Or you could finish the classes online. You could start online right now and do the classes that are, you know, mainly lecture and then do the more experiential classes at the intensive. So there's a lot of options of doing a combination of online and classes at the Institute, if you like. And that all of those classes are the first semester of the degree program, so you can go right into the associate degree where you become a master at sound healing, and really become a master. And it's really also about how to access higher states of consciousness through sound, not only sound, but through vibration altogether, because our school is really all about vibration, which includes color, light, sacred geometry, although it's mostly focused on sound. So that's happening, the full associate degree program as well. We've also got the classes in audio recording and production. You might know that I've written the number one selling book in audio called The Art of Mixing, where I use bubbles or visuals to show different styles of mixes. And we use that book in the classes to show you the different styles of mixes and how to create them with any type of digital audio workstation. We do that online as well. It's starting at the school online January 8th, actually. And then we're doing it at the Institute starting January 15th, January 15th, Wednesday the 15th. So if you're interested, you can call us at 415-777-2486. You can find all this information at soundhealingcenter.com or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Of course, we have the whole therapy center as well, where we do a wide range of treatments. We do, and I have to say, of course, because it's the holidays, we do have gift certificates if you're interested. Also, we've got massage on the sound table. We've got tuning fork treatments. We've got voice analysis. We have most of these treatments are done over the phone as well, except for the massage, of course. We also have treatments with Emmanuel. If you're in the area, Emmanuel is actually doing treatments live at the Institute now. He's worked on a lot of people with cancer with really amazing success. And he's also doing treatments online, over the phone as well. In fact, most of the success he's had has been over the phone. So he does voice healing on people, and he's amazingly powerful. So all of that's happening at soundtherapycenter.com, although you can find it through soundhealingcenter.com as well. And that's pretty much it. A lot of different things going on at the Institute. Yep. That's it. Soundhealingcenter.com. So what I want to share with you today is a guided meditation accessing the energy of archangels and ascended masters to work on different chakras through the body with sound. I do this treatment on myself. This is my favorite treatment that I've come up with over, you know, quite a while of different treatments where I pieced it all together. I do this just about every day. I do it especially if I wake up in the middle of the night and can't go back to sleep, or at night if I can't go to sleep. Often I do it first thing in the morning before I get out of bed. Actually, I did it this morning before I got out of bed as well. I really do it every day. Sometimes I do it more than once a day. And it's really powerful, and there's many different ways you could do this. So you're not really tied to the specific technique that I give you. And you'll see that I'll give you many options so you can really refine it for yourself and make it really resonate for you. The first thing I do is, preface this by saying, you know, I didn't really ever believe that much. I mean, I should say this. I didn't believe that much in archangels and ascended masters. I believed in them, but I didn't really ever have an experience where I truly felt them. until about 3 years ago when I was in the hospital, and this woman did a healing on me over the phone, and she brought in all the archangels and ascended masters and all my guides and beings of light and all of hers, and she said that there were there was a whole gallery transmitting love and light into a crystalline heart above the bed where I was laying, and the point of the heart was pointing right at the incision for my surgery. And I went into a state of bliss like I've never been in. I mean, oh my God, I was like in just, I mean, the whole room turned into white light for 4 hours. It was quite amazing. And the doctor finally came in and looks at me and goes, "What is going on with you? You can go home now." You know, it was just, it was really the most palpable, profound experience. I mean, I saw my purpose in my life. I saw why I'd gotten sick. I saw why, what I was supposed to be doing in my life. It was like this profound time. And the woman that was doing the treatment said that Babaji was holding my feet, that Christ was over the incision, and Gabriel was holding my third eye and crown open. And until then, you know, I'd never really felt something so profound, such a full experience. So I thought afterwards when I got home, I thought, let me try this. So I started trying to do it myself, and it worked. I actually went into a cocoon of light really easily when I called in Babaji, Christ, and Gabriel. So now what I've done is I've expanded this to include other archangels as well. But I've also, even before I was in the hospital, I was doing this meditation called MAP, Medical Assistance Program. And it's a whole system where you call in different beings of light to work on your body. There's actually a book out that explains it in detail called the Medical Assistance Program. And it's pretty effective. And so I'm going to start with that. I'm going to walk you through that system, and then we're going to add in the archangels for the chakras. Okay. So let me start. And this is how it works with MAP. The first step of MAP is to call in. Well, you know, what I like to do in the beginning of everything is set sacred space for everybody listening. We're now within sacred space. And we ask for help from any of our guides, but only for our highest good. So then, the first step here is to connect to Pan. Now, this is how they explain Pan. Pan or Vulcan, Vulcan, V-O-L-C-A-N, is a traditional name for the overseeing spirit of the entire nature spirit level. That's pretty heavy, pretty amazing. I mean, that's really, really powerful. The traditional name for the overseeing spirit of the entire nature spirit level. I mean, it's like a big dude. Okay, they say he's the CEO of the nature spirit level. This group creates and implements all of the blueprints for form. It also ensures the integrity of the process of maintaining this original Devic blueprint. In the MAP session, Pan aligns all physical elements of any process that might occur in a session to the Devic healing blueprint. He is universal and is dynamic and does not have regional limitations. Okay, so first, we call in Pan into your system. If you'd like to join us, you can do that as well. Okay. Second, we call in the head of the Divas of Healing. This aspect of the Devic level serves as the architectural force that creates the physical structures found within all human healing. The order, organization, and life vitality of the human body falls within the domain of the Diva or Deva of Healing. Devas and nature spirits are terms used to identify two different expressions and functions within the nature consciousness. They interface with the human soul while in form. The devic expression designs and actually is the creation of the order, organization, and life vitality of that form. The nature spirit expression infuses the devic order and adds the dynamic of function and a working balance. It is the expert of form and is form in itself. So we're calling in the head of the devas of healing. I think of them as a much higher frequency. Okay, we bring them in now. I think of Pan as a very low frequency, bringing it from below almost, and the devas of healing from above, or however you like to do it. Then we connect to our higher self. We just set the intention now to connect to our higher self. Doing that protects us because our higher self is only going to let us do whatever is needed for our higher self or whatever will help, nothing that will ever hurt us. So it's only for our highest good, and that's what our higher self is about, is only for our highest good. Then we connect to, they call it the White Brotherhood, but a lot of people have a problem with that name, but I just like to call it the Brotherhood. It's a large group of highly evolved souls and ascended masters who are dedicated to assisting the evolutionary growth of all towards wholeness. The Order of the Melchizedek is a part of the White Brotherhood, as is Jesus, the Christ, Saint Germain, and Bodhisattva, Lady Master Kuan Yin, among many others. Mankind is connected to the Brotherhood constantly, although they may in general work through us on an intuitive level, and our connection to them may be unconscious. In the map work, one consciously focuses and connects with the Brotherhood in a direct manner to facilitate healing on all levels, though each session usually works on a particular problem or level of disease. Okay, so they say to just ask for a group of beings of this Brotherhood to come in and work on you, the best there are in the universe for your needs and for your highest good. So you can do that now. In the book, they tell you to name this group, anything you want to name it. And they say it's okay to share the name, but my name for my group is called Golden Light. So whenever I say Golden Light, they come in, so they're here now. It's going to be a party around here. Okay, I have about 8 of them in my group. One of them is a Hathor, actually, as well, from Venus and from ancient Egypt. Okay, so we've got Pan, the head of the Devas of Healing, connected to our higher self, and all of these ascended masters and group from the Brotherhood to help us individually. So now what you do is you ask them to work on whatever you have going on, physically or emotionally or even mentally. So if you've got any pain or any illness or any issue in your body physically, ask Pan, head of Devas of Healing, and your higher self, and this whole group of ascended masters and Brotherhood to work on it now. If you've got anything emotional going on, any fears that have been bugging you lately, any anxiety that have been bugging you lately, any depression, any anger, anything that's been going on emotionally, ask them to work on it. It's good to ask them to, this whole group, to work on things one at a time. I've had a little blockage in my left abdomen, so I've had them working on it. This morning I had a headache when I woke up, and I had them work on it, and within 30 seconds the headache was gone and didn't come back. It was really cool. So have the group work on whatever you'd like for them to work on now. Okay. And we ask that they continue working on this issue, or these issues, as we continue. For years, I just used those guys and did let them do the healings on me. Don't even have to make sound, although they all have their own frequency that they bring into. And basically, you know, it seems like they work mostly on the etheric bodies or the auras, the subtle bodies. But the subtle bodies control every aspect of you physically, so that's the way to work on the physical body. That's my take on it, but who knows for sure, you know. So, very cool, especially, I mean, even if you have something very serious emotionally that's bothering you, even grief, it can be very helpful as well. Okay, so we got them working away. Okay, now, what I like to do is I like to bring in different archangels for different chakras. We have a class at the Institute in the second, third semester where we talk about the sound of the different archangels. They've even done a radio show about it here. And we have people make the sound of the different archangels or ascended masters or positive aliens for that matter. And we tune in to their archetypal energy. Because really, they're a certain frequency, more so a frequency, a certain harmonic structure, which is a combination of frequencies that do specific things and hold certain archetypal energy for different parts of our body and our system and our psyche and our spirit and our soul. Okay. So what we're going to do now is we're going to play a guided, we're going to play some music of the chakras. And I'm going to walk you through each chakra with these archangels, ascended masters, and beings of light. So we can go ahead and start the chakra journey. This is a 30-minute version of chakra journey that we have on our website. And each journey, each chakra is about 5 minutes, so about 4 minutes. And so you'll hear the music of the energy of the chakra in the background, as you hear now. Now, I often do this without music, but I thought if I did it without music, there would be a lot of silence, and silence on the radio is kind of odd, although it could have been cool. But so anyway, it's nice to do it without the music as well. You don't necessarily have to have music, because these guys have their own frequency that they're going to be bringing in. But now we got music to create a stronger resonant field. So tune in to your root chakra. For the root chakra, that's our grounding. That is our connection to the earth. It's really feeling your body and feeling the gravity of the earth. I like to use Babaji. Babaji is the immortal master of the Himalayas. He's known as the Deathless Avatar. He was initiated into Kriya Yoga and became the greatest Siddha, or perfected master, around, I think it's around 200 AD. After his ascension, he promised to stay in his physical body to help all humanity, and still appears to groups of disciples. Yogananda writes about him in Autobiography of a Yogi. It said that you only have to say his name with reverence and you directly attract a blessing from him. A good one is Om Mani Padme Hum Babaji, or Om Namah Shivaya. Babaji, that's the one that works for me. Om Namah Shivaya, Babaji. So bring in Babaji and let Babaji do whatever is needed for your root chakra to ground you, to really create that manifestation on the earth of complete abundance and peace. peace because your root chakra is where you're at home. Feel Babaji as I'm doing now, holding the root chakra in harmony, like a frequency of beautiful low frequency sound around the base of your spine. There's a beautiful painting of Babaji. If you do a search on the internet, oh my God, it's one of the most amazing paintings ever. It's perfectly male-female and just morphs whenever you look at it. Om Namah Shivaya, Babaji for the root. Could even do a sound if you like. Now remember, although I haven't said it yet, you can use any archangel or ascended master or any guide. You don't have to use Babaji. So if you have someone else you would like to use, bring them into your root. There's a full range of possibilities. You could just use the earth itself. Bring that into your root. So many possibilities. Feel energy at the base of your spine. Babaji, just doing the work that needs to be done. Either balancing, harmonizing, calming, or activating, energizing. Get to the second chakra. I like to bring in two for the second chakra. Archangel Raphael, because often Raphael is about physical healing and any physical issues, and sometimes I have some digestion issues. If you have any digestion issues, or a lot of issues in the body often start in the digestive area, because the digestion tracks, I mean, your intestines and all the aspects of digestion are one of the most fragile in your system. They're really easily affected, as you know, because if you have any anxiety, your digestion immediately starts shutting down. Now, it creates like different chemicals even that are released when you even get stressed at all. So I call in Archangel Raphael now for any healing in the second chakra that might need to be done. Raphael, again, is the angel of healing. His name means God heals. Well, God has healed based upon the Hebrew word Raph, which means doctor or healer. Raphael is a powerful healer of physical bodies, both for humans and animals. Defender of the element of air and of the east. He's the angel of love, joy, and laughter. Custodian of the tree of life and of healing powers. He helps you heal your mind, thoughts, body, and soul. And those suffering from addictions would benefit by asking Raphael for assistance. So we bring in Raphael into the second chakra. For those stuck emotions. I also like to bring in Saint Germain at the same time, along with Raphael. Saint Germain, he's the purple guy. He comes with the purple flame, which often goes through my whole body when I bring him in. So I bring in Saint Germain now. He is about the seventh ray of freedom and transmutation. In early incarnations were Francis Bacon, a high priest on Atlantis, Samuel the Prophet, Merlin, Roger Bacon, Christopher Columbus, the Count of Saint Germain, the Wonder Man of Europe. He took his Bible, in the 1700s, he spoke every language, traveled by thought, fed the poor, and worked for peace. He took his body into light, ascended, and now works with humanity, mostly from the light of realms. It's about freedom, alchemy, justice, mercy, and transmutation, transforming any negative energy or stuck energy in your whole system, particularly in the second chakra. So we now have both Raphael and Saint Germain working through the second chakra, cleansing it, healing it, harmonizing it, while at the same time, Abhiji is still down there hanging out, not to mention the whole group of Pan and Divas of Healing and Higher Self and all that other group of Brotherhood doing their work in the background. I mean, I told you it was going to be a party. We got a party going on. So feel it in your body now. Chakra is about being in your power, equal to others, instead of above others, as in frustration or upset or anger, or below others, as in not feeling good enough, feeling criticized. Being in your power and about manifesting things with your will. For this one, I like to use Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin to bring the energy of compassion to all those times when we're over others or under others. In all the stuck energy it causes, and especially adrenaline energy, the third chakra is tied to adrenals, and often our adrenals are putting out all this adrenaline when we don't even need it. I mean, goodness, there's not many tigers around, and that adrenaline just makes us more and more anxious. Kuan Yin is the great goddess and mother of compassion, loved and revered throughout Asia. Beautiful expression of Divine Mother. Mercy means there is more assistance given through love than through merit earned. Following her ascension, Kuan Yin turned back to save others and made this pledge: never will I seek nor receive private individual salvation. Never will I enter until final peace alone, but forever and everywhere will I live and strive for the redemption of every creature throughout the world from the bonds of conditioned existence. Kuan Yin is associated with the earth, fertility, birth and healing. She has also brought forth the energies of magnified healing. Kuan Yin is known as the goddess of compassion, is often depicted riding on a dragon. She's the Eastern counterpart of Mother Mary, who works to balance the feminine. She's one of the lords of karma, representing the sixth rank. Isis carried the same mother energy in Egyptian and Hinduism. Her proper name is Kuan Shi Yin, which means she who hearkens to the cries of the world. Raphael and Saint Germain in the second, and Babaji in the first, with the whole background gang in the background working on the whole system, or whatever it is, specifically on Guru. Thank you. love of Christ energy in the tree. Because they're really about detail of explaining things in language, explaining things clearly with language. This morning I thought I could also bring in Toth, T-H-O-T-H, who invented language. Metatron is a fiery, energetic angel who has a special place in his heart for children, especially those that are spiritually gifted. Metatron led the children of Israel through the wilderness and into safety. Continues to lead children today, both on earth and in heaven. Unity, education, and truth, and owning your own power. There's a guy named Tiburon, T-Y-B, Tiburon, that channels Metatron. He's got some great channelings. Metatron into the throat, to harmonize the throat, the thyroid, get so abused from all the toxins and radiation and chemicals in our society. Then there's Dijwa Kul, I like to call him DJ Kul. Also called the Tibetan, he's a beautiful master who achieved liberation under Kutumi's guidance. He's profoundly learned, knowing more about the seven rays and the spiritual hierarchy than perhaps any of his peers. He channeled wisdom by Alice Bailey, who works diligently for our enlightenment. He's known as the Tibetans channeled the mighty esoteric words. Is one of the most accessible of the masters of Shambhala. He's also the master of the second ray of love and wisdom. He's been known to materialize, dematerialize, and bilocate. He works to balance energies and makes them easily accessible to all. To met DJ Kul and Archangel Metatron. Do the work in your throat chakra now. Now you're letting yourself speak your truth. Letting sound flow smoothly from your throat and voice at all times. Go on up to the third eye, where the bells are, chimes of angels. I like to use Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel, for the third eye. His name means God is my strength. Gabriel is the angel of child conception, or the process of adopting a child. He also helps anyone whose life purpose involves art or communication. He's the defender of the element of water and of the West, the angel of resurrection, mercy, and benefactor of messengers. He's about purity, rebirth, creativity, prophecy, purifying your thoughts, body, and emotions. Let Archangel Gabriel open your third eye through the pituitary gland and hypothalamus. Let him heal and harmonize. Going up to the crown chakra. I like to use Gabriel up there, but I like to also add in Archangel Michael. Michael means he who is like God, he who looks like God. His chief function is to rid the earth and its inhabitants of the toxins associated with fear. Michael gives guidance and direction for people who need help or assistance in their life's purpose or career path, to clarify or to make changes. The defender of the element of the fire and of the south, the leader of the archangels, and the angel of protection, justice, and strength. Encourages you to make life changes that are required for your spiritual growth. If you need clearing of a space, call in Archangel Michael. Let him do his work in the crown chakra, connecting you to Source and all that is, where you're one with the whole universe. now feel all these archangels and ascended masters at the same time. Michael in the crown, Gabriel in the third eye, DJ Cool and Metatron at the throat, Christ and Maitreya in the heart, Kuan Yin in the third chakra, Raphael and Saint Germain in the second, and Babaji in the first. Feel all of them simultaneously. Tune into all the seven chakras at the same time, with all of these beings, helping harmonize them and create flow of energy through them all, from one to the other, up to source and down to the earth. Feel them all. Let them all do their work simultaneously. You might notice where you feel blockages now in a different chakra. So you can focus on that and say, hey, guys, focus on this area. Or even bring in the Brotherhood group and Pan and Divas of Healing to help you with a certain area where there might be a buzz, still buzzing. Any area of the body that's still buzzing, or any chakra that's still buzzing. But now what's really cool is, let's bring all of these guys, Babaji, Raphael, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Christ, Maitreya, Metatron, DJ Cool, Gabriel, Michael, all of them, and any others you've brought in, all of them to work on exactly what you have going on in you physically or emotionally. Any pain, any buzz in your body, any blockage, or any emotion that is taking you away from who you are, the frequency of your soul, and that invisible frequency of your point of awareness. So bring these, the whole gang, all of them, to work on right now whatever you have going on, very specifically, even if it's just a little, you know, pain in your shoulder or stiff neck or whatever, just you might have a minor or major, have them all focus on and heal that one area right now. Can add in one more if you like, and that's pure source energy, the source of all the angels and ascended masters. And use that on whatever you have going on. It's like I feel like a whole cocoon of love and light around my whole body now. Every one of these beings of light are simply different frequencies or heads of different frequencies, like the masters of different frequencies that make up our whole body. So it's all about creating pure harmony for each frequency in the body and the relationship of each frequency in the body, so that there's a flow, a smooth, non-impeded flow of energy through all those frequencies, through every part of the body. It's all about this flow, which is the essence of universal love, flowing through our system. Source energy. So, that's the meditation. Again, feel free to modify it in any way. Feel free to use different music. Feel free to do your own sounds. Or even really cool is to channel these different beings of light through your own voice. Have them make the sound through you. It's very cool. If you can let go enough to allow them to come through. Well, I'm in the zone. I can feel that you are. Most of you are too. So I'm getting a lot of energy. So, here's the deal. Hold this energy through the night, through the rest of the night, and let it continue with all of these beings working on us whenever we need or as appropriate through all of tomorrow and the weekend, through the holidays, through the next year, through years to come.